Well, hey, good morning and happy Mother's Day, C3 Trinity family. We are so glad to have you with us this morning. We have a real treat for you today. We have our very own, the mother of the house, Pastor Nancy Martin. He's going to be bringing some wisdom, some encouragement for us, and one of the primary daughters of the house, Landon Tillery, is with us. And awesome. These ladies are heroes in the faith, but they're also heroes to their own children. So we get to enjoy some of the wit and wisdom and insight that they have specifically regarding the word tenacity, being tenacious. You know, this is a biblical virtue, yeah. And you ladies have lived some life and have some experiences that we can glean from when it comes to talking about being tenacious. Yes. And so we're excited to hear what you have to share with us this morning. But first of all, let me just say you both look lovely. Happy Mother's Day. I hope your husbands and your children are taking great care of you today.
Thank you, Matt.
Yes, thank welcome. You. Happy Mother's Day.
And happy thank Mother's Day, Mom.
Thank you.
That's right. These two go together, in case you didn't know. So, yeah. So we want to start with just some basic questions about, around this whole theme of being tenacious. So I've got some cards here. I hope that's okay.
We're ready.
You are ready. You came ready. Your life breathes readiness. So my first question is this. What does tenacity mean to you? What does tenacity mean to you?
So thank you, Matthew. And it's just going to be a wonderful day. And just welcome you guys for joining us. But yeah, when I think of a mother, Pastor Joe said resilience, and I just thought so much tenacity. And so I wrote down a few things for me that go along with that. And we will not let go. It's just our heart's desire to hold on and raise our children from when they're born to even when they're raised. We're just going to hold on. We won't let go. Our belief in our children is massive. And I just feel like it's a tenacious belief and a hope. And you just have courage for them and for yourself. For me, what helped me in times when I needed courage, I just put this down to help many of you out there. But I would worship God in those times when you feel like you cannot do it and you need more courage to do what you're doing. Worship the Lord. For me, I put praying in the Spirit, and when I don't know how to pray, I go for it, and I go into my room or driving in the car or in the backyard and just really know that the Lord is with you when you pray. For me, a tenacious mama, a resilient mama has energy, and so I know there are days that we won't feel that energy, but press in and do what you need to. Sometimes it is you go do something physical, walk around the block, or go to an exercise class, but keep the energy level up. A willingness to just fight and to stand, and a winning attitude. Like, I'm going to see you kids cross the finish line well, and I'm going to see you kids, you know, just know in my heart that you'll hear the Lord say, well done, my good and faithful servant. So for me, that just seems like a tenacious thing is when you take motherhood by the horns and say, God, you've given me, you know, this gift and appointed me to raise these children for such a time as this. And I will lead and I will teach them beautiful things of prayer and worship and prophesy over them as well. But that's just a tenacious resilience.
Yes. I like that. How about you, Lana? What comes to your mind when you think of being tenacious or tenacity?
Yeah, you know, I think that learning from the best, I think that prayer life is really, really important because you really do have to pray through the things that come your way and pray for your family. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, with hardships with your spouse or with your children, you know, a lot of times you want to carry that yourself. As a mother, you feel the responsibility and the weight of that, but God really wants you to let it go to Him and go to Him with, you know, the worries and the fears and the cares of your heart and, you know, and take it to Him and not take it out on your family. So I think that prayer life is really important. And a lot of times I get there through worship. So I may not be in a spot where I really feel like I can pray well. So how I get there is I get there through a spirit of worship.
That's really good, ladies. I like your answers. Good job.
Thank you, Matthew.
You know, as you were both sharing, I just had this real clear picture of mama bears. You know, when you think of a mother bear, you think of she will stop at nothing She will not quit for anything. Yeah. She will take care of her kids. And while I saw this picture of the mama bear protecting her kids, I saw the father bear just eating some honey asleep in front of the bear TV, you know, so that we need somebody who's tenacious in our lives. And I know my experience watching Jane Rowland,
yes,
she is a tenacious mama
she
bear.
Is.
She will not quit when I have gone to bed and fell asleep a long time ago, you know. So I know you probably have experiences of this yourself. What are some of the experiences you've walked through in life where you had to put up a tenacious spirit, where you had to demonstrate tenacity or something wasn't going
to
happen?
Well, to compliment its wife, Jane, my immediate thought is when you go down to visit the Rowland family, is the atmosphere in their home as they're raising their family is just amazing. And that doesn't come by just sitting back and doing nothing. It does come from putting on the worship music, getting them, training them to have devotional time and quiet time, pressing into God. And we are put on this earth to lead them and to steward them, but our children do belong to God. So I really want, we all do want to hear him say, you were faithful for the gifts that I gave you and your children. And just a couple things for us. Pastor Joe traveled quite a bit when the kids were little. He went on a lot of mission trips. And so I really knew through godly women around me, you know, Nancy, it's up to you to set the atmosphere and the foundation in your home. And I didn't feel super qualified, but I'm telling you, I enjoyed every minute being a mother. And I put down here relational. Most of all, I really believe I got to know my children, and I really believe they got to know me. The good, the bad, and the ugly, that is okay. Again, prayer, worship, let them see and hear you loving others, thinking of others. The Holy Spirit inviting every single day the Holy Spirit into our home. Let them see you walk in faith. When you need faith, when you know that you don't want to operate in fear, but faith, prophesy over your family, your children. Let them see and hear out of us a heart of gratitude. And one of the final things for me, Matthew and Lana, was I think just not comparing ourselves to others. I think that's a trap, and it's a death trap. So we look around and say, I should have done it this way, or I need to do it this way. Or, you know, for me, I would worry that was Pastor Joe home enough to help me? And do you know what? I didn't think that he was. And when I asked the kids, they said, he was around enough, Mom. It was great. It was awesome. And so be careful of the negative thoughts that you think. Watch that. The devil wants us to think all things bad. And I'm telling you, that scripture says, focus our mind on those things that are true and they're right and they're noble. So set that atmosphere in your home. Yeah. Don't compare. Be grateful. Let your children hear you worship and pray and love them. Be relational with them. And did I do that okay?
Yes, you did.
That's great, Pastor Nancy. Oh. You know, one of the things a lot of people don't know is that during this season where Pastor Joe is traveling internationally, globally, doing a lot of missions work, you were working.
Yes.
You were homeschooling the kids.
Yes.
You were leading in ministry. You were holding down the fort at home. And that's the very example that we're talking about here today, of being tenacious, of not quitting, not giving up, not throwing in the towel. So we commend you for that. And we're all of us are here today in large part because you refused to quit.
Yes.
You weren't going to give up because you are tenacious. So you're
a
great example of this very virtue that we're talking about today.
Yeah.
And Landon, you're on the come up. You're following in Mom's footsteps and doing a fantastic job. I think we could all agree. You know, for those who don't know, Landon married Tyler, and she welcomed in a 7 or 8 year old Cameron at the time. So you became a mom instantly, and then just wasn't that long ago, you gave birth to 2 beautiful bouncing baby twin girls.
Yeah.
And so you've got your work cut out for you. Is there anything for you that jumps to your mind when you think of being tenacious that you've had to walk through? What's an example of being tenacious, showing tenacity that you've had to exhibit so far in your life?
Yeah, for sure. You know, ever since I was a little girl, like almost as long as I can remember, I've wanted to be a mom. And so that dream came true pretty quickly and in the most, a very unconventional way, kind of not the way that I would have written it. But But it's all the better for that. And I do think that, you know, a lot of times God gives us dreams that require Him to help
us.
Good dreams.
And so I think that if it's a dream that's on your heart, that's from God, then you're going to need to lean into Him and lean on Him when you have that dream. And so I've had to be tenacious in terms of, you know, accepting the dream the way that God, you know, designed it for me, and not necessarily the way that, you know, I would have designed it for myself. And leaning into the joy of the Lord.
That's good.
I think there are so many hardships and so many difficulties, especially through this time that we're living in right now. But really, remaining joyous in your home makes a huge difference. You know, like my mom said earlier, creating that atmosphere, making a daily decision to sort of work through that joy and bring that joy into the home.
That's so good, Lana.
Yeah.
You know, your story is so unique and interesting and unconventional in some ways. And it reminds me of something that Jane, my wife, tells me often with our daughters. She said, you have to be able to trust God with their stories. Mm-hmm. Trust God with their stories, which sounds like yours. I mean, you had an idea what you thought it was going to look like, but ultimately God got you to that ultimate goal, but took you a direction that you never would have thought of. And, you know, I find for me, I'm trying to counsel my daughters or say, you should do this and that. And Jane's like, no, mm-hmm. Trust God with their stories. They're going to be different than our stories, and that's okay. It's going to be something unique and special. We got to trust God with their stories, just
and
like you did.
I will add, we love our son-in-law, Tyler, just as a son. Like, he's been with us all his life, and we love Cameron just as deeply as all the other grandchildren. And we love MC, our daughter-in-law, just as they're our daughter and a son. So it is very, very good to trust God and lay down. Sometimes you can write out your hopes and your dreams and your thoughts. And I know some of you had fun with our story. Pastor Joe wanted a Baptist girl who sang in the choir and needle-pointed. And he didn't get any of that, did he? But he got a Catholic girl, but a tenacious Catholic girl that loved God with all her heart. And one of my stories that I love to tell is I used to wear a POW bracelet when the Vietnam War was going on. That really taught me to pray. Is someone gave me a bracelet with a POW's name and date and whence he went missing, and it just taught me to lean into God and pray for someone it never met or wouldn't meet. But I don't know. I think it's important to remember God and the remembrance of God and what He has done in our life.
So good.
Too seldom we forget that. And so when you go down to the Rollins, they have a board of remembrance by their dinner table. And it's awesome of the things that God has done and the answers to prayer. But I want to encourage mothers, set that atmosphere in your home. Push through and have it be an attitude of gratitude. If they see us fearful, negative, critical, jealous, envious, it is the wrong stuff going on in your house. So you've got to think on those things that are right and true and noble. And you have to work at it.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, God is faithful. He's faithful, isn't He, Landon?
Yeah, He totally is. You know, John 16 says this, and this is from the Message version. It says, I've told you all this so that trusting me, you will be unshakable and assured, deeply at peace.
Oh.
And I really think that trust has to be there. The trust and the faith that God is going to get you through this.
So good.
You know, that will bring the peace to you. And it goes on to say, in this godless world, you will continue to face difficulties. But take heart. I've conquered the world.
So he's
not surprised by the difficulties that come in and out of your life. He's not surprised by, you know, your kids misbehaving or breaking those rules or, you know, you getting frustrated. Like, He's not surprised by that.
But
that tenacity has to come back in to really put your faith and your trust in Him so that the peace can come back in.
That's so good, Landon.
Come on, Landon.
Yeah.
Come on, Mama.
Bring the Bible into this. That's what we want.
Woo!
Hey, I'm curious, Landon, for you, because you had a season where you got used to being the mother to this new 7-year-old Cameron is in your life, and you're helping her grow up and become a young lady. But then all of a sudden to kind of rewind and start, okay, now let's do the baby thing.
Yeah.
and, you know, to have twins born in your life, how is that adjusting to having a, you know, an elementary daughter and now two brand new babies kind of in reverse order? What was that like for you?
Yeah, it's quite the dichotomy, if you will. But I mean, Cameron is such a blessing to have around with the twins.
Yes,
I would say that has just been God's gift to all of us, is her just connection with them and their love for her and her love for them. So really, it was actually quite easy. I will tell you, you know, being I don't like to call it stepmom, but you know, it is what it is. You know, being a stepmom is very hard, but it is so rewarding. And then, you know, adding twins to that even more so has just allowed our home and our hearts to grow, you know, bigger and greater. And and I wouldn't have it any other way. So, but I will definitely say that the transition, you know, from just having Cameron to then having the twins has just been amazing because of Cameron. And she's kind of she's the connection. And so it's really cool.
Well, you guys are doing a fantastic job. Mm-hmm. Watching you and Tyler and Cameron with the twins is just precious to watch. And
thank you.
You guys are real heroes. So I admire, you know, Jane and I only ever had one at a time. So people that are having two at a time and three at a time, like some people in our church, that's pretty remarkable and takes some real tenacity. Yeah. So that's why you ladies are on this stage today for that and other reasons. Yeah. So how about for you, Pastor Nancy, as, you know, And if I can just be candid, one of the reasons why Jane and I are still around is because you and Pastor Joe are the real deal. You know, you have something that we aspire to. You have grown children that know and love the Lord and married godly spouses and are raising up their kids in the faith. That's the vision that Jane and I have for our lives, and that's where we're heading. And that's one of the reasons why it's easy to follow you guys, because you have done it. You've gotten there. You want to follow people that have been where you want to go, and so I commend you for that. But now you've got this round of grandchildren that are beginning their faith journey and are walking that way. So how, as a grandmother, and that doesn't seem to fit you as a title, but you know, we honor you with that. How have you had to be tenacious with your own grandchildren and getting them on their way in their walk of faith?
Yeah, I think it's similar to what I did with our son and daughter, Joe 3 and Landon. And so when I'm with the grandbabies, we worship the Lord and we play worship music every single time we get in the car, pray together. I've got all of them great Bibles that are devotionals, as well as the guy that did Veggie Tales did a Bible. It's one of my favorites right now, and they can get through it in a year. But saturate them in love and blessings, prophesy over them. I do that quite a bit, and call out the giftings of who they are, not comparing them to one another. This is beautiful in you. This is beautiful in you. And this is wonderful in you. And so I think I'm just a real cheerleader at heart of just calling out the best in each and every one of us. And we have different callings. We have different giftings. And when I just see something in them, I just, you know, shout it out. And I, you know, you do have to help them through things. Even one of our granddaughters already this year started to compare herself with a classmate. And it was really difficult for her. And her mama did such a good job of taking it to the Lord and praying and get the right spirit, right attitude, and put scriptures around your house, little sticky notes on their mirror, so they see it in the morning and at night before they go to bed. I'm telling you, the devil does want to kill, steal, and destroy, and he wants our kids. He wants our grandkids. So I think for me, when Pastor Joe said resilience, for me, my word is tenacious, because I think it is a fight. It is a battle, and you have to see it for what it is, and you have to call it for what it is. And I want to fight for these kids' lives. And I felt that way for Joe 3 and Lynn. I fought for them, and then you want to teach them how to fight as well. And so, but you know, the battle is the Lord's, but I'm telling you, we have to join in, know what the word of God says. And that is the truth, not the things that go around and
ground in your head, the lies. Be aware of the enemy. Teach your children how to pray, how to worship, and how to understand truth and lies and fear and faith. And so I think I just sort of put on that same armor and robe with the grandbabies, and I'm so proud of them.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, you know, growing up, when my mom would create an atmosphere of worship and praise and prayer and, you know, being with the Lord, that definitely opens up doors for those vulnerable conversations. You know, inviting the Holy Spirit into your conversation kind of starts working at the heart of whoever you're speaking to, and I think that that can start at a really young age in your children.
I do too.
And so I think whether you're a mom or a dad or a grandmother or a grandfather or, you know, an aunt and uncle, and speaking life into those, you know, those children around you, inviting the Holy Spirit and talking about that in that conversation, I think it creates this openness and this vulnerability that can be comfortable to share those, you know, uncomfortable things. And, and you know, Fancy does a really good job of that.
So the other day we were driving in the car and we were joining a C3 prayer meeting from around the world. And they were praying in the Spirit, and our granddaughter said, "What's that, Fancy? What's that?" I did the best job I knew, and I just explained to her what was happening. And Cameron started praying in the Spirit. And I was telling Pastor Joe this morning, that's sort of exactly how it happened with me. When I met him, I was 27. And God knew, I want to give this gift to Nancy because it teaches you to pray when you don't know how to pray. So I believe praying in the Spirit is such a strong and a beautiful gift, and that we should desire that gift. But it was amazing. She goes like this, and the twins were in the back, and our hands are raised. So we live in a, you know, natural world, but also a spiritual world is all around us.
Yeah, you know, you can sit there and tell somebody how great God is, but really you want them to get that revelation for themselves. And, you know, as parents and as a mother, we have a lot of time to invest in our children. And that could possibly be the best lesson that you could give them, is just, how does it feel to be able to go to God with whatever I'm feeling, whatever I'm dealing with, you know? I think that that's an amazing gift we can give them, more than, you know, a lot of the material things. And so so I'm very grateful that you gave that to me, you and Dad both.
That's so good, ladies. Yeah, and that ties in very well with the messages that Pastor Joe has been bringing us over the last several weeks. He's been walking us through the scriptures line by line, precept by precept, and why the role of the Holy Spirit and why we need the Holy Spirit in our lives. And Pastor Chris, our youth pastor, and I had a conversation here recently where we kind of shied away from trying to give principles, and you got to do this, and bedtime should be this time, and this how many times you change a diaper in a day. We boiled it down to, no, if you're going to take one thing away, it's this. You need to be led by the Holy Spirit as a parent. You need the help of the Holy Spirit. That's His job, is to lead us into all truth, to give us wisdom, to convict us of sin and righteousness, to show us the way, because there's not a perfect manual so that we'll know how. Every situation is different. Every circumstance and parenting setup is unique. God wants us to depend on Him, and we need the Holy Spirit. And if we'll grab a hold of Him, like you're suggesting, being tenacious for involving Him in our lives and the lives of our kids, that will be the difference maker. Yes. It's not getting all the dots in a row and everything crossed with the T's and the I's just right. It's leaning on the Holy Spirit, like you're saying. So that's a huge part of being tenacious. So thank you for sharing that wisdom, ladies. And I still have some more questions. So, you know, looking at you from the screen and the persona that you carry and our interactions with you, you would think that life goes perfectly. These ladies are overcoming all the time. They never have any struggles. Whatever they do face, they are able to climb every mountain and battle every demon and throw down the gates of hell all the time. But the reality is, behind the scenes, you may get discouraged. You may not want to be tenacious. You may want to throw in the towel at times. So what do you do personally to encourage yourself to make sure that when you hear that voice say, today's not a day to be tenacious, I'm just going to stay in bed today. How do you overcome that lie and get out of your bed and say, no, today's another day, I'm going to go for Jesus and be tenacious? How do you do it? What are some of your secrets, ladies?
So now I'm in my 60s, and so I do have a little card because I knew this question was coming. But I tell you what, when you were talking, you got to know the truth. And so the truth sets you free, makes you free, keeps you free. And so what I did want to share is, for years and years when Pastor Joe went in the ministry, I just had several people, you know, challenge me, just my level of communication, inability to communicate, that, and it really frustrated me that my voice, you know, if I even wanted it to be heard anywhere, I was just so shaky about it. And that was real difficulty for me. And so we started a Bible study years ago, and I said, 1-2 punch, we're calling it Beautiful Voice, because he has a beautiful voice over us and our voices are beautiful. You have to believe in yourself, because when you don't, it chips away. The devil just sees, it's like an iceberg that goes down to nothing. So know the truth and it'll set you free. One of the, several of the things here that I wrote, comparing ourselves to others. Sometimes I've had people pray for me about that when I didn't even know that was happening. The spiritual world is real, and I trusted these people so much, you know, and I'd say, you go for it, you go for it. The devil wants me to compete and compare and to take me down. Let people pray for you, especially those that carry wisdom and discernment. Be vulnerable with them and say, how am I doing? And one of the great ways of that is, let people say, this is what I hear you saying. You know, we can think so much more highly of ourselves and how we're doing. Get some people around you to say, you know what, you are struggling with comparing yourself with people, and it's not bringing out the best in you. So do not compare yourself. There have been times where I've been misunderstood, judged, or criticized. And I don't know, God's really helped me through the years. I just have known I needed God's help to forgive and my heart was broken, but it was amazing. Within a matter of time, I could see those people and genuinely love them, no matter what they had said to me. I think really inviting the power, like Pastor Joe's been talking about, the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, because we cannot do a lot of these things in our own self, a broken heart. God can come in and heal us. Forgiving others, forgiving ourselves, playing over and over. The devil wants to keep us down. And that tenacious thing hit me so early on. I don't want the devil to win. I don't want him to win in our house, in our marriage, in the church. So I'm tenacious about that. Take time to pray and heal. Again, the devil wants to destroy us. But two things that I'll finish and I'll let Landon. But recently, one of the pastors on our staff, Robert Sherman, was helping me through a situation. And he said, Nancy, two of the things that you do, God's gift through you, is you change an atmosphere when you are involved. It becomes beautiful. And you encourage people. And he said, watch that. Those are the very places that when I get hurt, I want to go away and hide and go home. Well, that then the atmosphere, you know, can't change and become beautiful. Or then I take myself out of being able to encourage the people that God wants me to encourage. But it's amazing how one or two situations can take us out. So I think that's why I use that word tenacious, is it is a, you got to take it back like 1-2 punch Rocky. But you know, I feel that I want to run up those steps and go like that, because I believe that my children, you know, the new song, The Blessing by Carrie Job, your children and your children's children will know the truth and will see the kingdom of God. I believe that. I just believe it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going down until... Yeah, well, I'm not going down. I mean, you know, that's it. But yeah, what about you, Landon? I know. Oh, sorry.
The two couple of scriptures that come to mind are, you know, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And then, you know, the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord stands forever. And so getting into the word, into those promises that you can read over yourself, I think can sometimes get me out of that dark hole. I also think that as soon as you stop looking inward and selfishly and start looking outward and seeing kind of what fruit your life has, you know, produced, and where it's produced, and start celebrating those moments rather than looking at the moments that maybe you're not winning in. I think that helps me, is kind of looking at you know, the beautiful things, the victories, the celebrations. And those can be little victories and little celebrations. And so, you know, as a mom with small children, you can have milestones every couple of days that are really exciting. And then you can also have milestones that are not so exciting, you know, whether it's a sleep regression or a tantrum out in public or, you know, just a simple day that nothing seems to go right. But, you know, resting on the Word of God and those promises that He has for you, I think is what can kind of help bring you back to center.
That's so good, Lana. You know, I was touched as you were sharing that. I heard Jane, my wife, her voice in my ears saying, joy, joy, Jesus first, others second, yourself last. A genuine joy, like you were saying, take your eyes off yourself. Yes. See what you can do to love and serve and bless someone else.
Good.
And, you know, I'll go back to, you know, Mom has done a really good job of surrounding herself with people that will encourage and uplift, but that will also, you know, help her in those areas that she needs to. And I would encourage you, if you don't have those people in your life, get some, you know, and make sure that they're in the Word and they're, you know, with God too, so that it's biblical and that it's, you know, sound and not just their opinion. But I will say that has made, you know, my parents better people by surrounding themselves with people that will really walk alongside them through the good and the bad.
It's so good. Thank you, ladies. You know, I can't think of anybody better to speak on this topic of being tenacious and having tenacity than two mama bears in our church family. So we really appreciate your thoughts and insights on this. Is there anything else that you want to share about being tenacious or tenacity before we kind of tie this thing up, put a bow on it?
Well, I think what I'll do, do you have anything there?
Good.
So what I'd like to do is probably just close out a little bit on speaking on a mother in the Bible, Deborah. So Pastor Joe and I have been looking in Judges 4 and 5. And so as we close this out, is I do have some things on my heart that I want everyone who's watching, men and women, yes, it's Mother's Day. Yes, we honor you. But I'm telling you, talk about someone that was tenacious. But I just want to pray these things over us. What is so interesting, Pastor Joe and I were even talking this morning, all village life had ceased. Interesting, the times that we're in right now. So I'm going to pray these things and prophesy God would use each one of us, young, old, men, women, right here, right now, the anointing and the spirit of Deborah to come upon us. And I'm going to go through a prayer, if that's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Deborah knew God appointed her to lead. I'll go through these things before I pray. She had courage to follow the plan of God in His timing. She was a prophetess, so she called out those things that needed to be addressed and called out where people had walked away from God, turned away from God. She had humility, and that is so important that we keep a right spirit, a humble attitude, a humble heart, humility. He resists the proud, and He gives grace to us as we are humble.
So good.
She kept an attitude of worship. It was a huge priority in her life for everything that she did. It was based out of that spirit of worship. And again, I think that's what I would say is a similar thing. I just really love that in our home. I mean, the kids would go, hey, Mom, you know, you don't know the words to that song. You know, that's not the right words. I go, that's okay. I'm just bringing it in. But a mother, she led. And just as we lead, but, you know, the people really needed deliverance and to be set free. And those are the times that we're in. So if you all will join me now. Lord, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for Mother's Day.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for everybody that's watching. And I know this day can be difficult for some. Bring comfort,
yes.
Bring peace, yes. Bring joy. And we pray that their minds will be set on those good things yes. that are right and that are true and that are noble. And yes. we come yes. against you, devil, where you want to steal, mm-hmm. you want to kill, yeah. and you want to destroy. That's all you're here for, is to do that. And I pray that we can stand up yes. and fight and be yes. tenacious and take back yes. our families and take back our children and our grandchildren, that we will have faith yes. in Almighty God and Holy Spirit. Fill our homes, yes, fill Lord. Our hearts, fill, give us the words to say. And I pray at just being the mother of this house of C3 Trinity Church, there's just that a tenacity would rise up in each yes. one of us, and even those that are watching yes, online. Yes. Be tenacious. Be yes. resilient, yes. be diligent, yes. and don't let go. Hold on like yes. Jacob until you bless us yes. for our home, for our friends, and help people yes. when you know you can speak the truth to them, and it will set them free yes. where the devil wants to take them out. Yes. That release our tongue, and it come from a pure yes. and a lovely heart. Yes. So again, we just thank you so much yes. for this beautiful Lord. Time together. Speak of mighty blessings on the mamas once again. We love you.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks for joining us. Bye bye.
Thank you, Pastor.
Happy Nancy. Mother's Thank Day,
you.
Everybody.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
Happy
God
Mother's
bless you,
Day.
C3 Trinity. Have an awesome week. We'll see you next Sunday.
Bye.
Bye.